This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, become flowers and give everyone happiness. Children who are flowers only allow jewels to emerge from their mouths. Question: what are the teachings of God for the children who are to become flowers so that they remain constantly fragrant? Answer: O my flower children, examine yourselves to check that you don't have any devilish thorns in the form of defects within you. If you have any thorns within you, then just as you dislike the defects of others, similarly, dislike the devilish defects each of you has within yourself, and the thorns will be removed. Continue to examine yourself. Check that you do not perform any sins through your thoughts, words, or deeds for which you would have to experience punishment. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains to you, spiritual children, because this is the kingdom of Ravan, all human beings are at present body conscious. This is why they are called thorns of a jungle. Who is explaining this? The Unlimited Father, who is now changing thorns into flowers. In some cases, Maya is such that while some are becoming flowers, she very quickly changes them into thorns. This is called Jungle of Thorns. There are many human beings in it who are like animals. They are human beings, but they continue to fight and quarrel amongst themselves, like animals. There is quarrelling in every home. Everyone is in this ocean of poison. This whole world is a huge ocean of poison, in which human beings are floundering. This is called an impure, corrupt world. You are now changing from thorns into flowers. The Father is also called the Master of the Garden. The Father sits here and explains that in the Gita there is knowledge, and that in the Bhagavat there is the activity of human beings. Look what they have written. Those things would not be said in the Golden Age. The Golden Age is a garden of flowers. You are now becoming flowers. After becoming flowers, some then become thorns. Today, you may be moving along very well, but there would then be storms of Maya. Look at what Maya makes your condition become while you are just sitting somewhere. The Father says, I am making you into the masters of the world. He says to the people of Bharat, you were the masters of the world. It is only a matter of yesterday. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There were palaces of gold, studded with diamonds and jewels. That was called the Garden of Allah. It is a jungle here, and there it will then be a garden here. Bharat used to be heaven. There was nothing but flowers there. Only the Father creates that garden of flowers. While becoming flowers, some go into bad company and become spoilt. They say, Baba, I want to get married. They see the splendour of Maya. Here, There is absolute silence. This whole world is a jungle. This jungle will definitely be set ablaze. Therefore, those who are living in this jungle will also be destroyed. That same fire which took place 5,000 years ago will take place again. It is called the Mahabharat War. There is first the war of atomic bombs created by the Yadavs. This is also remembered. They have invented missiles through science. There are many stories in the scriptures. The father explains to you children that no one can make missiles, etc., emerge from his stomach. You can see how many bombs, etc., they have created through science. Look how so much of the cities were destroyed by just having two bombs dropped on them, and how so many people were killed. There must have been hundreds of thousands who died. Now there are millions of people living in this jungle that is to be set ablaze. Shiv Baba explains to you because, after all, the Father is still merciful. The Father has to benefit everyone. Where else would everyone go? They will see that there is going to be a fire, and so they will come to the Father to seek refuge. The Father is the bestower of salvation for all. He is beyond rebirth. People have said that he is omnipresent. You are now confluent stage. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects. You also have to fulfill your responsibility to your friends and relatives, etc. They have devilish traits, whereas you have divine virtues. It is your duty to teach this to others. Continue to give this mantra. You explain to so many at exhibitions. You people of Bharat have now completed 84 births. The Father has now come to change you from humans into deities. That is, to make you human beings who are the residents of hell into the residents of heaven. Deities reside in heaven. You now dislike devilish traits. Look at yourself and check that you have become one with divine virtues. Do I have any defects in me? Have I performed any such devilish act through my thoughts, words, or deeds? Do I do the business of changing thorns into flowers or not? Baba is the master of the garden, and you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are gardeners. There are different types of gardener. Some are such buddhus that they are unable to make others similar to themselves. The master of the garden does not go to the exhibitions. The gardeners go there. This gardener is also with Shiv Baba, and he therefore cannot go there either. You gardeners go there to do service. Only very good gardeners are invited. Even Baba says, don't invite those who are buddhus. Baba doesn't mention any names. There are even third-class gardeners. The master of the garden loves the gardeners who create very good flowers. He is also pleased with them. They constantly allow jewels alone to emerge from their mouths. What would Baba say if, instead of jewels, they let stones emerge from their mouths? People offer uck flowers to Shiva. So such ones would offer themselves, would they not? Look what their behaviour is like. Even thorns offer themselves, and after that they then go back to the jungle. Instead of becoming Satapratthan, they become even more Tamopratthan. What would their state be then? The father says, firstly, I am altruistic, and secondly, I uplift those who defame me. I have mercy and uplift the people of Bharat who defame me a great deal. The father says, I come at this time to establish heaven. When you tell some to come to heaven, they reply that they are sitting in heaven here. Oh, but heaven exists in the golden age. How can heaven exist in this iron age? This iron age is called hell. This is an old Tamopratthan world. People don't know where heaven exists. They believe that heaven is up above in the sky. In the Diwala temple, they have portrayed heaven on the ceiling above, and that they are sitting in Tapasya below. This is why people say that so-and-so has gone to heaven. Where is heaven? They say that everyone who dies has become a resident of heaven. This is an ocean of poison. The land of Vishnu was called an ocean of milk. They then created a big pool of milk and placed Vishnu in that to be worshipped. You children are now making preparations to go to heaven, where there will be rivers of milk. You children must now continue to become flowers. Don't behave in such a way that someone says that you are thorns. Constantly continue to make effort to become flowers. Maya makes you into thorns, therefore be very cautious. The father says, while living at home with your families, become as pure as a lotus. Baba, the master of the garden, has come to change you thorns into flowers. Check whether you have become a flower. It is only the flowers who are invited everywhere to do service. Baba, send us rose flowers. Those who are flowers are visible. The father says, I come to teach you Raj Yoga. This is the story of becoming true Narayan, not of becoming true subject. Some become kings and queens, so it is understood that subjects will also be created. You now understand that kings, queens and subjects are being created number-wise. What would poor people who are unable to save even 2 to 5 rupees give? They are rewarded as much as someone who gives 1,000 rupees. Bharat is the poorest of all. None of the people of Bharat remember that they were residents of heaven. They sing praise of the deities, but they don't understand it. A frog croaks, whereas a nightingale sings so sweetly and beautifully. But there is no meaning to it. Nowadays, there are so many people who recite the Gita. There are now even women who do that. They don't understand anything about which religion was established through the Gita. If someone shows a little occult power, people believe that one to be God. They remember the purifier. Therefore, that means they are impure. The father says, to indulge in vice is the number one sin. The whole world is impure. Everyone calls out, O purifier, come. Now does he have to come? Or are you going to become pure by bathing in the Ganges? The father has to make so much effort to change you from humans into deities. The father says, remember me, and you will change from thorns into flowers. Never allow stones to emerge from your mouths. Become flowers. This is a study. While moving along, some also experience bad omens, and so they fail. From being hopeful, they become hopeless, and then they say, I want to go to Baba. Impure ones cannot enter this court of Indra. This is the court of Indra. Any Brahmin teacher who brings such ones here has a huge responsibility. If they indulge in vice, then the Brahmin teacher also accumulates a burden. This is why you must be cautious when you bring anyone here. As you make further progress, you will see sages and holy men, etc., all waiting in a queue. There are names such as Bhishamti Petami, etc. New children should have very broad and unlimited intellects. You can tell anyone that Bharat was a garden of flowers and that deities used to live there. They have now become thorns. You have the five vices in you. The kingdom of Ravan means a jungle. The father comes and changes thorns into flowers. Just think about this. If I don't become a rose now, I will become an uck flower for birth after birth. Each one of you has to benefit yourself. You are not doing Shiv Baba a big favour. You have to do yourself a favour. You now have to follow Srimat. When someone goes into a garden, he would only look at fragrant flowers. He would not look at uck flowers. They have flower shows, and this too is a flower show. A huge prize is received. Become very good, first-class flowers. Your behaviour has to be very sweet. Become very humble with an angry person. I want to become pure by following Srimat and become a master of the pure world of heaven. There are many tactics. Women have many wiles. You have to make effort with cleverness in order to remain pure. You can say, God said, lust is the greatest enemy. Become pure and you will become Satopritam. Therefore, should I not listen to God? Save yourself by using the right method. In order to become a master of the world, what does it matter if you have to tolerate a little? You are doing everything for yourself. Those people fight for the government, whereas you are doing everything for yourself. You do have to make some effort. By forgetting the father, you fall, and you then feel ashamed. How could you then become deities? Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharma 1. In order to be saved from the bad omens of Maya, only allow jewels of this knowledge to emerge from your mouth. Be very careful about the company you keep. 2. In order to become a fragrant flower, continue to remove the defects. Follow Srimat and become very, very humble. Never be defeated by lust, the greatest enemy. Save yourself with tact. Blessing. May you become worthy of being worshipped and remembered by using all your powers as your duty and not as miracles. Do not use the powers you gain by having remembrance as miracles, for it is your duty to use them. Those people perform miracles of occult powers, but you have Srimat. You definitely develop powers by following Srimat, and this is how your thoughts become practical. You can inspire someone to carry out a task with your thoughts, and that too is a power. However, it is only when you do not mix the dictates of your own mind with Srimat that you can become worthy of being worshipped and remembered. Slogan: instead of becoming disheartened by any type of upheaval, become one with a big heart. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Those who are easy-natured are full of the virtue of sweetness, and they remain constantly cheerful. Those who are cheerful attract everyone to themselves. To be cheerful means to swing in the swing of super-sensuous joy. While churning this knowledge, experience the aviat stage and swing in super-sensuous joy. This is known as being cheerful. Those who remain cheerful in this way attract everyone. Om Shanti.